Welcome to Star Pathway Beacon for Solar Cancer 2022, and this is Elizabeth Jones. And here on Tarot 1, we are going to look at how the current energies or the energies present this month relate to you personally. As an intro, I'd like to say that the Tarot is a wonderful symbolic and mystical reflection of the astrological and cosmic energies that stream forth through the planets during this time of solar Cancer. This reading is designed to give you insights into how these energies are impacting you personally and in your life in subtle and often not so subtle ways. Plus, the cards will offer insights for how you can attune to the higher frequencies present, which help you to navigate the more intense energies that we are experiencing. Keep in mind that during solar Cancer, which is from 6:20 to 7:21, June 20th to July 21st, the primary themes are related to nurturing yourself and to bringing a greater emphasis to what you cherish and care about. Hence, these themes or qualities may well show up not only in your life during these 30 days, but also in the cards of this reading. So I pull the cards for these readings right before I start recording. And so it's very much in the flow of the moment, and I'm pretty, stunned, I'm not going to say that, pretty blown away by the cards that have showed up here. I want to mention that one card in particular that I didn't have planned to pull just really drew my attention, and I put it off to the right face down. And I heard, this is the key theme for these 30 days. And I got the Queen of Cups. Well, the Queen of Cups is the Cancer Queen, and she represents nourishment and nurturing and being gentler with yourself, with what your own needs are, your own how to caretake yourself. And of course, this extends to family and those close to you or your pets, but it really says to me, it's pretty remarkable out of 78 cards to get the key theme as the Queen of Cups. But then that's the way the Tarot seems to work these days. It's become, for me at least, a really wonderful oracle for the times that we're in. But the point is that this is important, like I was saying, not only for others but for yourself. So remember that, and if you're reading the PDF for this time, if you downloaded that or read that, it's on the page, on the same page on my site, then you'll get a lot more information about the time of solar Cancer and what the qualities are that are, again, the key themes. And lastly, the moon rules Cancer, and so it points to the key theme being the Queen of Cups, to the importance of the new moon and the full moon this month. Again, there's more on that on the PDF. Okay, so the questions that I actually intended to ask first is, what is most important for me to focus on this month? That's for you. What is most important for you to focus on this month? I pulled two cards, your inner life, and externally, or your outer life. And the inner life is the Queen of Swords. And the Queen of Swords is the Gemini Queen, actually. And to say what is most important for me to focus on and to get the Queen of Swords internally says, listen to your own voice, to your own messages. The Queen of Swords is the conveyor of information and insights. She has ideas that are often very simple, yet also very innovative and helpful. But to get it internally, So again, I always go back to the question because I feel that the question, and I know and find that the question and how it's worded is very important. And this is for you doing a reading for yourself as well. What is most important for me to focus on this month internally? Yourself, your own information. Pay attention to what's on your mind when you wake up in the morning. Pay attention to what just flies in when you're washing dishes or driving. The Queen of Swords is here to say you will be giving yourself information and insights and ideas that will be very helpful. This being the time of solar Cancer and the overall theme being nurturing yourself and bringing a greater focus to what will actually nourish you, the messages that you receive could be along that. I years ago heard the term radiant listening. And I've done some meditations on it, and I've talked about it in the past, and I hope to talk about it more in the future and what it means. But the simple and the most important, the essence of radiant listening is this, what we're talking about right here. What is important for you to focus on is to listen to yourself, to listen to that voice, that part of you that knows, that has this this channel to direct knowing. And her coming up here says she's going to be active this month. This is a time that is so important to listen carefully, to navigate the craziness, the difficulty, the intensity, and the potential of these very accelerated dynamic times that we're in. So listen to her. Externally, I got the Hanged Man. And the Hanged Man, what is most important for me to focus on in my outer world, the Hanged Man suggests, first of all, things aren't always what we see or what we think we see or hear or what we thought we knew. It's important for you to consider a different perspective. That's always the message of the Hanged Man, which is number 12 in the Major Arcana. This card is saying, is it really the way you think it is? Is it really what you're seeing? Are you perceiving the situation in its entirety, or at least in a broader sense? And this is the invitation from this card. And it's a card of stillness. I mean, it's a person hanging upside down on a cross with many decks. He has, or she has, a halo around them. I mean, there's this sense of presence and stillness. And when we can be in any situation in our lives and connect with that stillness, that presence that just observes, then we can often hear better what that Queen of Swords is wanting us to hear or to see. So this is a wonderful combination. These two cards alone are really wonderful things to focus on this month. Radiant listening, and then the stillness that is provided and the different perspectives. So this suggests to me another way this would work is as you look at what's going on out there, whether it affects you directly or indirectly, whatever is in, you know, happening, and there's an awful lot happening right now, can it be seen differently? Can it be dealt with differently? And the starting point to that is to stop and to be still and to ask for new or fresh perspectives and then to listen to what the Queen of Swords is saying. And by the way, the messages, the way that I've asked this, the messages could come from words in a song that, you know, that you hear, or some quote that appears. That's the Queen too. I mean, I've been getting so many messages lately, and this really suggests And in all kinds of ways. But the point is that this really suggests that during this time, a very impressionable solar Cancer, I mean, the most impressionable sign is the sign of Cancer. And so during Cancer, this is such good information. I mean, I will certainly take it to heart myself. The second, and remember on this reading, how are the overall energies that are present impacting you? The second is, what new path or opportunity will show up that I need to be on the lookout for? And I got the Emperor, another major arcana card, number 4. Spoiler alert, I got another major arcana card for the third question. The Emperor here, I thought, well, that's an interesting card. I'm going to reread the question. What new path or opportunity will show up that I need to be on the lookout for? The Emperor here suggests some kind of higher order could present itself, some kind of structure or form. I mean, it's number 4, and all the 4s, whenever they show up in the tarot, are about some kind of structure, foundational issues. So something could be coming that can really help you in that regard. The basic format of how you approach something or how you see it. It's also a card that says we really need to follow, I'm going to say, an agenda. We need to honor boundaries, our own boundaries, other people's boundaries. I mean, it's a 4, like the 4 walls of our home. And this says, don't be too quick to let go of the things that are foundational in your life, but try to see them, going back to the Hangman, from maybe a new perspective. Do you really need that much? Or are you really paying attention to the 4 aspects of your life? And we could say, if we wanted to, there's a couple of ways we can see 4. Fire, earth, air, and water as, you know, one way. Are those represented in our lives? And I mean, and that's a little vague, but it might help you to understand it. What's beside you, what's in front of you, and what's behind you? Northeast, southwest. The idea here is that the Emperor wants us to include the 4 elements or aspects that create a sense of purpose, safety, protection, foundation. But it requires conscious awareness. In this case, the Empress asking you to be really mindful, you know, of what would constitute the 4 areas that would really help you to feel more grounded and on point, on purpose. And boy, I'll tell you, for me and so many people I've talked to in readings and personally, staying grounded, having that sense of focus and purpose and protection, and these qualities are definitely doable, but we need to give them attention. The Emperor also seeks a sense of rhythm and routine, a rhythm that is established through routine. At a lower frequency sometimes, or if you get the, you know, read certain things, oh, the Emperor reversed or something, which I don't usually pay as much attention to as other tarot readers, meaning the higher arcana reversed, but they can have some influence. But the point is that, or a different meaning, but the point is that at a lower frequency, there is this sense that the Emperor is, can feel like it's telling us what to do, or that there is this kind of dictatorial vibration about it. But that's not how I'm feeling it here at all. I'm feeling it as a presence that can help us to make sense, can help us to move in ways that will support us. This is a card of, I think, kind of cosmic support. I'm going to go back one more time. What new path or opportunity will show up that I need to be on the lookout for? New ways to create this sense of order, divine order. I mean, all the major arcana cards have elements of the divine in them, the higher frequencies. So divine order, being realistic, using common sense. There's so many options out there. There's so many ways to view things. This is a card that says, be grounded, center, be realistic. I mean, it doesn't mean don't dream because, oh my God, am I all about dream life and dream self right now? In fact, the next card really speaks to that. This is more about how not to feel scattered, how not to feel like you're spinning, you know, on a hamster wheel. Or this says stop and really honor what is your capacity. What is it that you're actually able to do? And to really honor that. And it dovetails so well with the first two cards. So they definitely relate. And then the final card in here is message from spirit or your higher self to help you guide and support you during this time. So this is, okay, I get all this other stuff and it's valid. But what about guidance? What is my spiritual, what does my higher self have to say? And I got the star. Number 17, my favorite card in the deck. This is the card of enlightenment. This says, look for answers and ask for help. This is a card definitely of divine presence, especially of your own higher self, that knows there's purpose, there's a plan, there's an order unfolding. And it isn't up to us to see the whole picture. One of my sayings I've used many times over the years is, remember, you can't see the whole thing, but our soul can, and our spirit can, and our guidance, our guardian angels, the beings that oversee this incarnation, they have a better sense of this. And so it's like trusting and having faith. And messages that come in that sort of mystical way in dreams and in doing your own tarot readings, or, you know, there's lots of messages coming through. I'm going to go back to the Queen of Swords. I mean, she's the only minor arcana card in a four-card reading. And what is most important to focus on and on the inner is her messages. And so it's wonderful that these three cards have a kind of a divine agenda, if you will, a cosmic agenda for us that's very beneficial. But that we get to, we're shown a way, or we're being shown or told that the Queen of Swords and what she represents mystically and esoterically is an avenue to receive and to hear this information, to get it at a conscious level. I mean, that's definitely her wheelhouse, is conscious awareness. And this is a really beautiful four card reading. Or is it four? One, two, yeah, three. Because it's giving a pathway. It's about as clear as it could. So with the star here, be in awe, be wowed, be open to things that are meant for you. Messages, opportunities, pathways, even protection and groundedness that are meant for you. Remember, message from your higher self to help guide and support you during this time. So, the key theme. Oh, right. I knew there was one more card. Queen of Cups. This is about taking care of you. And all of these cards are offering pathways to do that during the next 30 days or the 30 days of solar Cancer. So, on the other tarot reading, which I'm going to do next, and again, I have not pulled the cards for, I put these all back and shuffle and put them out, is for your question, which I'll explain further on tarot 2.